Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the 75th Venice Film Festival. I'm really glad to hear the cast of Vox Lux, the director Brady Corbet, Natalie Portman, Rafi Cassidy and Stacey Martin. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Well, first of all, first question to the director. You chose to tell the story of the rise of a pop star through three parts, like three specific parts, like a tale, like a fairy tale, and also with a kind of a documentaristic feeling, because there is a voiceover telling us the stories. Why did you choose that specific form for that specific story?
Well, the intention was actually to do something that was a little bit the opposite of documentary, actually, because it's structured like an opera. So you have a prelude and two acts, and you have an epilogue or a finale. I thought that the narration would help with the sort of fable like quality of it all, because the thing is that, you know, to really cover everything that's happened in the last 20 years, it's more than a movie that is, you know, less than 2 hours could possibly bite off. So I thought if I was going to summarize some of these events, it would be easier to approach it from a place that was not neorealist.
And why did you choose the life of a pop star to tell these 20 years?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a question I keep getting asked, I suppose that I feel like pop. It's not necessarily pop stars, as in pop music stars, but just popular figures are really defining the times in a way. I mean, where everything in terms of our pop culture and sociopolitics have kind of merged. So I thought that this was a way to talk about the sociopolitical landscape in the United States, but you know, am I making sense so far?
Oh yeah, you do. Actually, you do. So you keep on.
But yeah, it's basically, you know, my last film was about the childhood of a would-be tyrant, and the first half of this film is about the childhood of a would-be tyrant.
Again.
To be perfectly honest, and I don't want to say this in a way which. I'm trying to be careful because I don't want to sound condescending or patronizing. But when I read stories about famous people that are living out very private matters, like, you know, substance abuse or a disintegrating marriage or whatever in public, I find it to be really heartbreaking. And so, you know, I feel like that is as much a defining sort of theme of the times as mass shootings, et cetera.
Mrs. Portman, a question for you. You are playing this pop star, and you are a film star, which is a completely different kind of stardom to manage, because a film star is a star on the screen, and off the screen she is a normal person. A pop star is in the spotlight 24 hours, 24/7. How did you prepare to be that stressed? Because you look really stressed in the film. And you actually convey this stressfulness to the audience in a really powerful way, too.
Thank you. Well, I thought that the writing was really incredible to have all of that dimension of what it's like to live out your life publicly and to not be able to have 1 second of real privacy with anything you're going through, and to have your family mixed up in your business, and everything is like a question of who can you trust, who loves you, who understands you, who's using you, and all of those complications of when your family, your real family and your work family combine, and when you do have your public persona as your only persona. Luckily, there's an incredible number of documentaries where these women chronicle their own lives that allowed me a lot of insight into what that is like, or at least the impression that they want you to have of what their lives are like. And it was very helpful to watch those.
And what about the live performances at the end? Because the film ends with a long live performance, so you're like a proper pop star. Live show and all dancers and lighting and stuff.
It was really, really fun to do. I mean, it kind of dream. Of course, in the film, she's at such a sort of breaking point emotionally when she reaches that show. It was still, you know, personally really a joy to do.
I have a question for Rafi Cassidy and Stacey Martin because you, in the first part of the film, you are sisters. In the second part of the film, you are aunt and nephew. So how did you, the two of you, work together for that shift? Because I don't know if the film was shot chronologically, but I don't think so.
It sort of was.
More or less. Yeah. This could have been more helpful. But how did you work the two of you together? Those differences of relationship.
I think it was pretty. For me personally, it was easy because I was playing a completely different character. Like it didn't feel like there was some kind of same, because that was a different character. I'd forgot about that character because it was, you know, that was at the start of the film. But I would say, what did we do together? I think that we just, it was still a similar relationship, because I feel like Albertine at the start, Eleanor kind of is looking after Celeste, which I think is very similar to what happens at the end, because obviously she doesn't have a mother. So
because for you could have been even, because your role is really, really strong and needed in the movie, because you are the one helping Celeste throughout her life, always in the back, always misunderstood mainly probably, and mistreated, but you're always there. So the strength of your character was being that pillar holding up the castle. And how did you work on that?
I mean, it was all in the script, to be honest. What Brady really does in his film is that he gives you a field to play with, and then when you arrive on set, what's so great is that all the components match up. So working with Natalie and Rafi was so easy to be that pillar, because their performances were so at the opposite end of what I was meant to do, and it helps so much to kind of be the pillar, because you have to find the balance. But the relationships are also ones that Eleanor has chosen from a very young age. So she learns to be a new person almost, but she becomes a pillar rather than becoming Eleanor.
Well, thank you very much to the cast of Vox Lux. Thanks to Brady Corbet, Natalie Portman, Rafi Cassidy, and Stacey Martin. I'm Angela Charby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.